The U.S. Open, it gave my family plenty to talk about yesterday. Today, we here on the show are still talking about it. Naomi Osaka versus Serena Williams in the final. The score gave the win to Osaka, but the subplots in the match were distracting, to say the least. A couple of controversial calls, including the chair umpire docking Williams a whole game after she called the umpire a thief. Here's Serena Williams afterwards.
I've seen other men call other umpires several things, and I'm here fighting for women's rights and for women's equality and for all kinds of stuff. And for me to say thief and for him to take a game, it made me feel like it was a sexist remark. I mean, like, how he's never took a game from a man because they said thief. For me, it blows my mind.
Arguably, if you watch the match, the mind that was most blown was Naomi Osaka's. She is the first person born in Japan to win a Grand Slam championship, but her victory is now tangled up in what is a larger conversation about tennis decorum, sexism, misogyny, and race. In Japan, though, Osaka's win is at the top of the news agenda, with a conversation about mixed race identity trailing not far behind. Matoko Rich is a reporter for the New York Times and joins us from Tokyo. So first of all, what's been the reaction in Japan to Osaka's win? What have you heard?
Well, on the surface, it's been kind of overwhelming, you know, straightforward joy. There's a lot of pride. A lot of people said they thought it was impossible that a Japanese woman would win a Grand Slam so soon. They were completely taken by surprise. So there was the sort of media reaction is overjoyed. And when I was out on the streets on Sunday and I visited some tennis courts, people had all gotten up really early because it was like 5 a.m. here to watch the match. And they were really, really thrilled that she had won. But when you sort of take a step back and look at what this might mean for Japan, which has typically had a very conflicted relationship with its own notion of what it means to be Japanese, which the most conservative element is to think of being Japanese as kind of a pure-blooded ethnicity and race. And so she confounds that. I think she's very, very popular here. Whether or not she can actually help change attitudes more broadly about mixed race people, we'll have to see. But the sense that I got from talking to people on the street was that people are becoming more open-minded and think that old antiquated notions that you can only be one kind of person or to be Japanese, you have to be racially pure. I think people are starting to change those ways of thinking.
So I want to get to the decorum and misogyny critiques in a moment, but this is something that I have not heard a lot about. So some people who watched the match may have been surprised to see fans waving Japanese flags as well as Haitian flags, and that is Naomi Osaka's background. How does that create perceptions of her in Japan? What do people see?
Well, I think the critique outside of Japan of how she's perceived in Japan is that there's so much kind of national pride. The prime minister thanked her for inspiring and bringing all this energy to Japan at a time, and frankly, when it's been buffeted by natural disasters. But there's not a lot of talk of her Haitian background. Mm. And so I think the critique outside of the United States of the Japanese response is, hey, why are you taking all this credit for her and describing her as just Japanese? She's equally Haitian. I mean, it's complicated by the fact that she is, in fact, playing for Japan. And if she ends up going to the Olympics, the idea is that she would probably represent Japan. So I think there's a lot of different sort of threads that are kind of pulling at this notion. So even when I was talking to people and saying, so do you think of her as Japanese? Some people would pause and say, well, it's complicated. I mean, she has Japanese nationality, but her father's Haitian. She doesn't really speak Japanese very well. But then there was also this interesting effort that I found among a lot of people to try to sort of claim her as Japanese based on her personality and her traits. So people would say,
meaning
well,
what?
She seems very Japanese because she's very humble. And interestingly, in her response to the controversy, that she apologized for winning and that she sort of, when she thanks the crowd and Serena for being allowed to play, for the opportunity to play, and she bowed her head, I think from the Japanese perspective, they said, ah, she's one of us. She's very Japanese. And again, there's a sort of conflicted response to that from perhaps outside of Japan to look at that and say, wait a minute, aren't you underscoring, in embracing her, aren't you in fact underscoring stereotypes of what it means to be Japanese?
So is it people like Naomi Osaka who are changing the conversation and attitudes in Japan about mixed race people?
I think so, but I think, you know, one has to look at it with cautious optimism. I certainly talked to people who made the very valid point that the reason why she's being embraced is because she's a celebrity and because she's a winner, and that people who don't necessarily, who are, you know, quote unquote, normal people who are trying to live here in Japanese society might face more discrimination. So I think slowly, slowly things are changing.
So let's get to the decorum and misogyny, Motoko. A lot of the discussion here in the U.S. is centered on that. How is that conversation playing out in Japan?
You know, I don't think it's as big a conversation here. I hesitate to call it superficial, but it's a very kind of joyful celebration of the fact that she won. And there hasn't been as much discussion about what the sort of controversy, other than in a kind of, oh, isn't it unfortunate? Partly that may be because Japan is still way, way behind the United States in conversation about sexism. There hasn't been a Me Too movement here in the same way that there's been in the United States. There hasn't been a rise of feminism here, even as much as there's been in South Korea. So I think in some respects, part of that has to do with the social context here in Japan.
Motoko Rich with the New York Times speaking with us from Tokyo. Thanks very much, Motoko.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And the call on Serena Williams does remain controversial today. The International Tennis Federation, the governing body for all of tennis, sided with the chair umpire who made the calls against Williams. The U.S. Open also fined Williams $17,000. But the Women's Tennis Association, the governing body for women's tennis, is backing Williams' charge of sexism.